Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment advice. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. Well, actually, technically, I'm not really in Southern right now. We're in Northern California, but anyway.
Broadcasting from Northern California, where the birth of the computer happened.
Yep.
Today, Jill and I talk about how not to let your feelings get in the way. You know what's the number one?
I have an idea. Don't have feelings.
The number one thing that causes people to not succeed is emotion. It's total full-blown. This is not my opinion. It's a fact.
I believe it.
Because, you know, and we're all guilty of it. We sit around and say, yeah, I wonder if I could do this.
I believe it.
Wonder if I should do this today at all. Maybe I should just make a fire and watch a movie.
Wonder if I should even get out of bed.
that's it.
Uh-huh. I'm a failure. There's no way I'm that smart. I'll never be that person. I can't catch up. I'm not worthy.
So we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to have you not gotten out of bed ever?
Oh, sure.
Really?
No, not like this. No, by choice, not gotten out of bed.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Remember that? That's called Naked Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck? Happy New Year.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm sorry. Was that not the question?
That was not the question.
Oh.
Have you ever not gotten out of bed because you're just all
morose?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't either.
I haven't. Now, have I noticed I'm not my best? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have I felt myself slipping into a little funk mode? Sure. But, you know, I recognize it, I solve it, and I move on.
What do you have little mantras, don't you?
Oh, all the time.
What are some of the things going through your head every day? Like,
Jack did not mean to do that.
Uh-huh.
Just kidding.
I know there's better guys out there than Jack, however.
Phew, man.
It's too hard to find them.
That's right. You did not waste that many years in your life. Just kidding.
That's so awful.
I'm just kidding.
I had somebody say that to me one time.
What?
A long time ago, yeah.
They accuse you of
wasting. Well, I just wasted 6 months of my life, you know, when you're breaking up with them.
That's funny. It's kind of like that movie we watched the other day. Mm-hmm. That was really cute. All right. No, so what was the question?
I didn't really have one.
Oh. All right, we'll talk more about it.
I think this is kind of a food for thought episode. Whoever you are, I don't care if you're the vice president of acquisitions for, you know, a real estate investment trust. You can always use more education and more advice and less emotion.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there's so, even this day and age, I mean, look at who we elected. And I'm not for or against any administration, but I've never seen so much emotion, charged emotion, both on the part of the administration and the public. It's just we live in a very emotional time.
People can pull it out of you even when you don't want to go there, if that makes sense.
Right.
So I understand. All right. Can we read the question and then get to this? Because I have a lot more I want to say too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Dan S. wrote, I'm in Canada and I'm interested in getting started in land investing. My question, is it easier for me to get started here or should I be following the steps to get going in the United States? I've been going through the podcast and haven't come across the mention of anything outside of the U.S., so I'm just looking for some suggestions. Thanks in advance.
Ooh. Good question, Dan. I feel qualified to answer this.
You are qualified, yes.
Number one, Canada, as I know it, does not have the equivalent of RealQuest Pro, which is a collection of all the assessors' databases in the country, or for that matter, DataTree, and we are licensed providers of both, as well as Title Pro 24/7. So there's no Canadian version of that, to my knowledge. Man, if there is, would somebody please let me know? I know that CoreLogic, which owns RealQuest, is trying to do it in Australia, or they've done it in certain sections of Australia, but not, so far as I know, in Canada. And if they did, I'd be all over it. We would be licensed providers the next day of that data. So for that reason, it's very, very difficult to do this in Canada without getting an assessor's databases. I don't know if there's laws in Canada where you can call the province and get the raw data, the assessor's data.
Right, if it's public.
I'll find out.
Public.
I'll write that down. Yeah, if there's laws that make it make
public,
the tax roll
no matter
public
what.
Information.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's that. Canada also taxes you right at the transaction, whereas in America you pay you file a tax return in April. So there's lots of transaction taxes that make this a little bit more difficult. That said, I've done a bunch of deals in Canada. By simply, and it's I did this incredibly simply, you go to MLS.ca, and there's tons of property, and you sort for exactly what you want. You can find properties on there on the ocean for $50,000-$60,000 and sold them to Americans. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that in years and years and years, but it's possible. Mm-hmm. And all that was, my experience, although we made a bunch of money on it, mm-hmm. was a distraction from actually sending mail out.
Right.
So to directly answer your question,
yeah,
you'd be crazy not to do this in the States.
Do it in the States. Yeah, unless you have the tools and the resources there to mirror what we're doing here, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's just wasting time.
You don't have to be here, by
right.
the way.
Just yeah.
Do it from your living room.
There you go. Yeah, and that's the beauty of it, too. A lot of people don't know this, that, and I still have people say, well, I'm not a citizen. I can't own property here. Yeah, you can. There's a lot of people running around that don't know that. You do not have to be a citizen of the United States to own property in the United States. And so you can be investing. And we have a lot of investors in our community that are international. They're, you know, Europe, and we have Canada, we have Caribbean,
Japan.
Asia. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of, you know, so you could be buying and flipping land, like Jack said, from your living room in Toronto or wherever you're sitting. And it's
everybody wants land. Everybody wants to own a piece of California, specifically people in Asia. So, you know, bear that in mind. If you're a U.S. seller like us, you know, expand your horizons about where you market your real estate. There's lots of agencies that specifically market property to Chinese to mainland China.
You know what else is cool? There's some communities or some pockets, if you will, in the United States that I've noticed a ton of Canadians. For example, the Phoenix area.
Yeah.
That could be your niche, Dan. You could be sitting in Canada selling all kinds of property, U.S. property, to fellow Canadians,
right.
because you speak their language, you know what I mean, and make that your niche. You could be the Canadian pro of U.S. property.
Exactly.
I might go do that.
You might go do that, like you, Jill DeWitt.
I might go do that. Exactly. If you don't, that doesn't sing to you, Dan, I'll do it. So thank you, Jack.
Today's topic, don't let your feelings get in the way. Don't be emotional. Just get this stuff done. This is the meat of the show.
That's so funny.
We already alluded to it a little bit, Jill. And I just think everybody out there really knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you let it creep in.
It's true.
So do you have any, you know, this is kind of your area. Do you have any quick advice to just get yourself out of your own head and get some stuff done?
Oh, I have to force myself. You have to force
yourself. Make it look easy.
Oh, thank you. You don't see the tears on the inside.
You're walking around crying on the inside.
Yes. I'm just kidding.
Welcome to the last show. Yeah. Welcome to the last episode of the Jack and Jill Show.
I love it. Tears on the inside. That's the title of my new book. My life.
Tears on the inside.
My life with Jack.
How to have a successful relationship. Tears on the inside. How to lie through marriage.
That's right. How to survive life with your partner. Tears on the inside. Working with your partner. It's awesome. No. No.
Learn to live with your disgust.
No.
These are good titles.
Well, you know what's fun? You're writing them all down nice. No, but you know what? So here's what it is. You gotta force yourself. And after a while, you'll get back on track. Some of those days that it's hard, you don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to follow the schedule. You don't want to come home. You are wiped out. But you allotted 2 hours tonight to go pick a county. And all you really want to do is sit down and pour yourself a nice glass of scotch.
You can pick a county with scotch.
Well, yes. I picked several counties.
I do it, actually.
I'm sure you do. So,
I understand your point.
Thank you. But once you get going, then it becomes a habit, and then it's your lifestyle. And it's silly, but it's just like going to the gym. it's like, once you start, it's, you know, those first couple mornings, it's really, really rough. And then after a while, you start feeling good. Huh, you know, I kind of like this.
You know, I never really realized until recently, until last year, how important habits are.
Yeah.
Your body gets used to it. Your biological clock gets used to it. Getting up in a certain time in the morning and doing stuff. And all, if you get into habits, it only takes 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I heavily researched this.
Not 30 days?
It takes 2 weeks for your body to, if you get up at a certain time, to completely change. Like, think of jet lag, how fast you can get over that.
Oh, that's true.
So it's just a habitual, I know it's painful in the beginning thing, but if you come home every day and spend an hour on this, or whatever, however it works, or you spend all weekend, after 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to, it's muscle memory, so to speak.
Exactly. So, and like I said, I have a mantra, and you know what's funny? I know a lot of people do that too. I say it in my head. I remember, and I have little mantras that I do, and sometimes I write them on my phone. I actually have little notes to myself. I've known people that have had sticky notes and other little notes around to remind them things, maybe on the back of your visor. This is not crazy, Jack. So, are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
No.
Okay.
Hey, whatever works. I don't think any of this stuff's crazy, honestly.
Okay. So whatever it is, and you know, do it and stick to it. The other thing that I do for myself is I reward myself when I get through some tough times. And once I get that mailer out, or once I get some properties, you know, whatever your goal is, whatever your you know, these feelings are keeping you from doing something. So you push through it. I reward myself. And that that motivates me.
What's an example?
Well, they're all girl examples.
That's okay. I have some guy examples.
Oh.
I can make some stuff.
All right.
Sure.
All right. Well, you know what? I mean, depending on the thing, I might treat myself to a little spa day. I might go shopping. And then the big ones, like maybe we close a good deal. Man, I'm going to go buy that watch I've been looking at. You know, stuff like that. It's not that's not crazy. Don't go crazy and like over, you know, go backwards. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Here's my secret. And I've talked about it on the show in the distant past. I just get up and I do what's in the calendar. Like a machine.
And you know what? And that sings to you.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing everybody has to understand and respect. Everyone is different.
Right.
Jack's way, it doesn't work for everybody. My way doesn't work for everybody. Your way won't work for everybody. And you have to respect that. Another example is like YouTube. Jack, you are a huge calendar person. You're a huge YouTube person. I am neither. I use a calendar so I don't, you know, so I'm not running around like not knowing where I'm supposed to be because I can't remember it all. But I don't use it the way you do it. You do. And then also, like, when I'm looking up something, you go right to YouTube. You want to see it. I like to read it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get out the manual where you're going to watch a video.
Yeah, we understand your point. Everybody's different.
Okay.
I just think that what really does not work for me, what's important is you need to know what works for you and what doesn't.
True.
What does not work for me is waking up in the morning and checking to see how I feel. And that's what this show is about. That would be a disaster for me.
Got it. What if you wake up in the morning and you're ultra inspired and you want to go way above and beyond? Is that okay?
Yeah. So what I'll do then is I'll take a look at what's on my calendar. And I'll cram it all into getting it done before noon, and then I'll go do what I want.
Oh.
Because inspired, in the way you just used it in context there, means I just want to go do what I want.
No. Well, maybe it's work-related, though. Maybe you decided I want to really work ahead.
Okay.
You know, maybe like today,
writing day.
You know, I know. Yeah, maybe writing. Yeah, maybe I'm, you know, I've been eking out a page or two a day. You know what? I'm going to write a whole chapter today. And you're like ultra inspired. So you're off script. You're off calendar. But in a positive way, because of how you felt when you woke up. A, does that ever happen to you?
Yes. But I already kind of answered it. I have to get the stuff done that I say I'm going to get done.
Right.
Like, this show is a great example, you know. This is hard.
It's not
difficult. Yeah, part of it is. It's not difficult, this show. It's time consuming. And so it consumes a pretty good chunk of a half of the day a week.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, it's, as far as you're concerned, then there's a bunch of other stuff that's got to go on. So if I got up every week and said, maybe we'll do the show, maybe we won't.
Oh.
It just doesn't work.
No, that's true.
There's some stuff you have to do, and that's all there is to it.
That's true.
You have to get offers in the mail.
That's true. You got to answer the phone.
You and I have the luxury I don't know if it's a luxury. It didn't happen on accident of having a staff that does all the stuff that we don't want to do.
It's not a luxury. We worked really hard for that.
I know
I'm
we did.
Dead serious.
I mean, people answer our phones and managing a lot of stuff. So that is huge, mm-hmm. you know, and that came with decades of work.
And it still takes work to keep everybody on track. You know what? Now that's good news and bad news. Great. Now I have a staff to answer the phone. Now I got to motivate them, not just me. I got to make sure they show up and they're doing the right thing right. and all of that.
That's a good point. That's actually a good topic for a show. There's a fine line between Jill and I in the recently have hired and then let people go for this reason and this reason only. They were actually more work.
Yeah.
Working for us. We had to do more stuff.
Yes.
Having them work with us. They needed so much hand-holding and so much instruction. You know, there's only so much you can... There are
right.
people who bring stuff to the table, and there are people who don't. They take it away from the table.
All right.
So you have to decide which one you are.
That would be a funny show, by the way. That's really good. That's, you know what? That's the truth. You want to surround yourself by the people that make your life easier, and you want to be that person for somebody else.
Exactly.
So I hope I do that for you.
You do a lot for me, Jill.
Thank you. And you do a lot for me too, Jack.
Well, you've done it again. Wasted another bunch of 20 minutes, let's say, listening to the Jack and Jill show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss how to choose a side business, not just real estate, but how to actually go through the motions of saying, hey, should I own an ice cream shop on the side? Should I own a real estate investment trust on the side, or should I flip some houses?
Love it. And we answer your question, should you have one, post it on jackjill.com. It's free. Anyone can add something in there. Please go do it, and we might reuse it on the show.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
We just thought of like four different new topics from that. That was good.
Yeah.
It really made me think, and you're right. I mean, when you brought up some of our recent, we had two, unfortunately, that are no longer with us because that exactly at the end of the day, I remember you and I having this conversation. You said, all right, if you spend an extra hour a day with this person, can you get them there? And I had to look at you and go,
nope.
Well, for the extra hour, well, number one, I'm not sure. And number two, for the extra hour a day, I could do the job.
They both had the technical skills. Neither one of them brought the right attitude.
Yeah, it was up and then down really fast.
A lot of misrepresentation in the beginning about what was happening. And you know what I was thinking about? The people that we have working for us that are doing really well all came from other jobs, and these two people came from no job.
Oh, maybe that was a sign.
I mean, and maybe that was just purely coincidence, but hiring people and managing them is one of the things that I never realized how complicated mm-hmm. and how, fortunately, I have you because you do most of it.
Thank you.
But I have never, I mean, dealing with customers is easier than dealing with employees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you got to be careful what
it's
you
hard.
Wish for. Man, if I, you know, you sit there and you say, man, if I only had somebody who could do this, this, and this, but then, you know, now you're managing somebody.
Right.
So I'm not being negative about it. I'm just saying you have to really figure out what you can outsource and what you have to manage.
Right.
Best employees I've ever had are ones who work in different states. They just get their stuff done. I have no, talk about emotion.
Or countries.
Yeah. They just have no idea what they're doing, but it just all seems to get done.
Yeah, you just show up and it's done.
And I bet if you had to ask them, they'd probably like that too.
That's exactly it. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.